Good morning.
So we're on Daf Nun Hey, Ahmed Beis, and we have seen the Mishnah start, Anoidim and Aksus. Someone who makes a nether from Ksus, from clothing, and then he's usher to wear clothing, but he's mutter b'sak ubiriyah. He's mutter to have sackcloth. Okay, thank you very much. Yeah, perfect. Okay, thank you. Yeah, perfect, perfect. So we spoke about the idea of what does sackcloth mean. And the truth is, I was trying to find what is that, what exactly is sackcloth. We described it pretty well. But when I went to the bar mitzvah, they actually have a gift package. And the gift package was made up of what I think is pretty close to
Oh yeah, sackcloth,
burlap.
Can you wear it? Yeah, it's
Actually,
let's see how it looks.
burlap, burlap that I'm familiar with.
Yeah.
Maybe that is burlap. Actually, it sounds a little strange. It almost has hair coming out of the threads.
Could be, yeah. Yeah, this is not. This is more professional. But either way, the point is that sackcloth, the way we sent out the picture on the WhatsApp, the sackcloth is something which is
Rough.
very rough, and therefore it's very itchy and not comfortable. So therefore, you're allowed to wear sackcloth because that's not what you had, what people have in mind when they say ksus. Ksus, they meant real clothing. So therefore, that was the halacha is mutter b'sak, b'yiriyah, b'chamila. These are all different types of coarse types of garments, which are made, according to some mefarshim, they're actually made to protect from the rain. Okay, so that was the first thing we said. We saw the brisa. The brisa said, towards the bottom, the brisa said about hoitzah. We saw three lines on the bottom, two lines before it got wide, six lines, seven lines on the bottom. Ditzala, Tanya, yoytzim b'sak ava b'sagos. We said that a person on Shabbos is allowed to walk outside with a sack ava, with a sackcloth, which is very thick. Ubisagos is allowed to take the also a different type. These are all types of thick types of garments. He's allowed to walk out on Shabbos. Why? Biria b'chamila b'negesham. If it's raining, why? Because the royim yoytzim b'sakim. Because the shepherds go out with sackcloth. Not only were shepherds, El Koladam, El Shibra Chacham and Vaiva. The Chacham spoke in the Hoiva, in the norm. So that's the way this Gemara learns. Now we started to see the Gemara in Shabbos. So if you take out a Gemara in Shabbos, the Gemara in Shabbos on the Samach Beis, where Shabbos says a little bit different type. Rashi says on Shabbos Samach Beis Loi Seite Isha B'Machat Hanakuva. A person should not walk around with a needle. Right? We know the Mishnah here. The Mishnah, we start off Samach Beis with Aleph. We all know the Mishnah says that a scribe is not supposed to walk outside with a pen in his pocket. Or a needle in his pocket.
And someone who's not a scribe.
Anyone. The truth is, this Friday night, there was a caterer, they had a caterer, and the caterer was walking around checking on everyone. He was actually a yid. He was enjoying the music, and not the music, the singing. He was singing. And then my brother-in-law says, look in his pocket. He has a pen right in his pocket. Do you think it makes sense? Is something's wrong here? I said, "Well, is he Jewish?" He said, "Yeah, look, for sure he's Jewish. This is, the prime caterer in Cleveland. He's for 50 years. He's been a caterer here." So he went over to him because the question is it maybe? I said, "Maybe it's not a real pen. Maybe it's just like a pointer to point to the menu or something." But he didn't have anything of that. So my brother went over to him and said, "Good Shabbos, And he just said, What's that item in your pocket? Is that like a pointer? So he said, oh, no, I forgot. That was the whole Friday we were right, and we had,
Forgot to take it out.
I forgot to take it out of my pocket.
I have
So,
Adam Lamash Meshwe of Erev Shabbos.
oh, yeah. Chayav number one. But number two, this is the Mishnah, right, that says that you, a tailor can walk out with a needle in his pocket, or and a scribe can't walk out with just a feather, right? Okay, so therefore we're
Even
coming.
though, like, with these items, like, I don't look at with, is it a pen? Like, technically, a pen could be used as a bookmark. Is that right? Or when you think about it, a feather. But they're saying because they're normal
But it's
clothes.
muktzah.
Well,
It is indeed.
it's
You know,
uh,
when you
it's
have
a
that
hammer.
before Shabbat, the
It's a hammer
hammer
to
can
be
be used to
definitely, and
crack
we're
a board.
learning about the Shabbos. I thought we were learning about a pen. Technically, could it be? If it's not a very expensive pen, it could be used as a
It
bookmark.
could be used for something that's not a
It's not
bookmark.
muktzah. It's not
No,
forbidden.
it could be used for an action if you need it to, let's say, pry open the door. To klishon lach le'iser, you could use l'tzarech guvim mekaymai. So guvim means maybe you need to open the key or something, keyhole. That's a reason. You could use to chop up your dates or your peanuts, but stamazoi is it's also.
It's still about, right. So that even though things might be used for something else in Shabbos that's permissible, and they wouldn't have to be designated before Shabbos, they still would be considered mixed for
Yeah,
carrying out.
absolutely.
Yeah,
So
yeah.
this is the Mishnah. So the Mishnah is, so the first thing we saw is that a lady cannot walk out with a ring, a signet ring, because only men wear signet rings. That's number one. Vimyatzisa, and the Mishnah there ends off, says if she goes out with a signet ring, she's chayv chatas, because we said there's different levels of carrying, and carrying for her, it's totally not a tachshit for her. Tachshit means a jewelry. For her, no lady walks out with signet rings. That's Mishnah number one. Then we had Mishnah number two, which
What was this pin?
a what?
Machat and
It's fine.
sorry.
Whatever. We'll get into the details. Just on a simple level. Just on a simple level. The opposite item that we had was that also we spoke about the beginning of the perek, which was all about what could a lady walk out with. So it starts there and says that similar what a lady is allowed to walk out with. So it says Daf Nun Zayin. Go back to Daf Nun Zayin. Nun Zayin Amud Aleph. It says, what is a lady allowed to walk out? So it says, "Bamei daf don zayin abdal. Bamei she yoytze. Bamei ne yoytze. Loi tzitzit she lebuchot tzember. She cannot go out with strands of wool. Non zayin abdal. Yeah. The loi bechot tzitzit for every tzuy she bereisha. The loi tit bo ben matzah derabim. Now let's see the sixth line. Let's start from the sixth line down. The shushan. The loi beir shel zov. She cannot go out with the what we call, this was the Rebbe Akiva promised to his wife, a tiara made like the city of Yerushalayim in gold. Okay, v'leib b'ketola, v'leib b'nezamim, right, nose rings. V'leib b'tabash she'ein alav chosim. And she cannot walk out mid the Rabbanon with a ring.
I guess all these things would be fun.
And now, what's the pshat?
Yeah.
Why can't she walk out with a ring? But it's ein alav chaisim. It doesn't have a signet, a sign on it. It's not a seal.
That's why it's still fun.
The answer is v'myotza ein chayav chatas. She's not chayav chatas because this is not an issa d'oraisa. This is an issa d'rabbanan because the
Right.
rabbanan were scared that she might take off her ring and show it to her friend. So therefore, it's an issa d'rabbanan. That's this Mishnah. The next Mishnah says that we just looked up on Daf Samach Bey. Says if it's a signet ring, there, it's not even the derech for her to carry it. So for that, that's not carrying. So she's going to be chayav achatos. The first ring, where the first case Nun Zion stands for nose ring. There, that's the derech for them to walk out with such things. So therefore, it's not carrying min haTorah, but it's also the rabbanah. Okay, those are the two mishnayos. Now, On Daf Samach Beis, the Gemara starts with one word. Let's go back to Samach Beis. Samach Beis Amud Aleph. Amar Ula. You see the first word in the Gemara. Amar Ula v'chilufeim be'ish. Jumping into the Gemara right after the Mishnah. V'chilufeim be'ish. And whatever we just said about a lady, the opposite is by a man, which means that for a man to carry a signet ring is not osur min haTorah, because for a man, it's normal. It's normal to carry a signet ring. And for a man to carry a ring,
not afraid of the
shoulder. We're not afraid of the shoulder.
Why wouldn't we consider muksa?
Which part? The signet ring.
The signet ring.
Yes, I'm not sure. I don't know exactly what it was.
It's almost a business. It's the pen of those days.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. We have to look up to see what it is. I don't know exactly what it is. Yeah. So what we're saying is two things. Ula says the two things are opposites. The rings, each ring, the ring for a man to walk out with a regular ring, we're not scared that he's going to show it to his friend. That's number one. So Rashi speaks out. The first Rashi, look at the first Rashi in the Gemara. Amar Ula v'chilufeim b'ish atabas koi. We're talking about the rings. Dibitabas sheish alav koistim. If it has a signet ring and a seal on it, im yotza potter, he's potter, because for a man it's normal to walk outside with that. So he's not called carrying. For a lady, it's called carrying. V'mein alav koistim. If it's just a plain ring without a sign or seal on it, v'yotzi went out. So then for him to walk out with no seal on it, a stama ring, that is not normal. So for him, he's be chayev chatos.
That sounds like pater of a lesser.
What?
Why would it not say mutter?
Which for which one?
Im yotza,
if there's a
he's
not going to be chayav chatos because
I understand he's not chayav on the derisa level, but pater
because that's because for him it's a normal thing to walk out with a signet ring, so he's not going to be chayav. Okay, fine. If he walks out, pater.
Are you agreeing that it might mean pater of loss?
Maybe we'll get it. Let's not get into it right now.
The derisa level, maybe also the rabbanah.
Okay, we'll have to see more details. But for our purposes, I want to just look a little further. Now that we got this Gemara very clear, Gemara just speaks out. Ula says chilufeim be'ish. So we're on the samach beis alma. See, says the Gemara. Cause savar ula hold kol midi dechazi leish lechazi leisha. Whatever is fit for a man is not fit for a lady. Midi dechazi leisha lechazi leish. It's opposites, and as Rashi just pointed out. Whatever is fit for a man, like a signet ring, is not fit for a lady. So for a lady, she's going to be chayav chatos. And for whatever's fit, me the chazilisha, whatever fit for a lady, like a regular ring, the chazilisha, not fit for a man. So for him, maybe he's chayav chatos. Okay, that's the Gemara. That's Ula.
And we're only talking carrying here. So for example, this has nothing to do with clothing.
It's going to touch clothing, but it's carrying.
Carrying.
Correct. Says the Gemara, Meisiv Reb Yosef. Reb Yosef asked the Kashra, Haroyim Yoitim Besakim. He brings our brisa that we just brought in the Nedarim. The shepherds go out with sackcloth, and everyone is allowed to go out with sackcloth on Shabbos. And it's not called carrying. So why do we say Royim? Because it's normal for the Royan to go out. Why? So the Rashi says, look at the Rashi, four lines after the Gemara starts. Bisakin. They cover themselves because of the rain. Sakin Malbushan sack. Malbush sack. Sack is a type of sackcloth. Next Rashi. Says the Gemara. What do you see from here? You see that since the shepherds walk out with the sackcloth because of the rain, because it's a very durable material, it's cheap, it lasts long. So therefore, for the rain, they wear this for the rain, but shepherds specifically wear this. So therefore, says Reb Yosef, you see from there, the Gemara adds off and says, what we had in our brisa, that everyone's allowed to walk out with this sackcloth. So you see over here, ask Reb Yosef, we have a kasha. Says Rashi, Ela Kolodim, Alma, we see Alpha Gavdele Regili Bey. You see, even though not all men are used to wear, not all men are wearing that, only shepherds. But me goy del gabi hai takshit. But since for the shepherd, it's a takshit, it's clothing, it's ornaments. The gabi hai nami. So for every Jew also nahai nami takshitu.
Why did Rakhu choose to follow the instead of
Okay, I'm not sure. I'm not sure. We could write it as hara. Have to see. Okay, we'll get better.
So you say if it stops raining or it looks like it doesn't rain, can you take it off?
And so carry he's allowed it? To wear it even if it's not raining. Even if it's not raining, he's allowed to wear it.
But because, can he carry it?
No. He cannot wear it. He cannot carry it. He can only wear it. Okay. He can only wear it. But what's the pshat? He's allowed to wear it. Because since a shepherd could wear it, so me goy, since it's a takshit, it's something that we can think about your aura soon. Since it's a takshit for the shepherd, legabe hai nami, for every other Jew, it's also a takshit. Ask the Gemara. So we have a kasha here. Mesa Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Yosef says, this is a kasha on Ula. Because Ula just finished saying that the ring, chilufeim ba'ish, that it's whatever works for a man is also for a lady. Whatever is also for a lady is mutter for a man. So what does that mean? That means the ring which the lady carries, which she wears, the man is not allowed to wear that. If he does, that's a total chatos. And the signet ring that a man can take, a lady will be a chatos. The question is, why don't you say the rule, migoy? Since, just like it's a derech for the roya, for the shepherd, so too it's a derech for everyone. And we can all walk around with that special type of burlap, sackcloth, raincoat. So why don't you say the same thing with the ring? Since a lady would walk around with a ring, so too every man could walk around with a ring. If a man can walk around with a signet ring, so that's a lady should be able to walk around with a signet ring. That's Rabbi Yosef's kasha on Ula. So the Gemara, and this is a kasha, and you have to remember this is a kasha, and there's a big, big, big problem right now until we came out with an answer. We'll say the answer, and then we'll go back to describe what we see here. The Gemara came out with an answer. Elam Rabbi Yosef, second wide line. Elam Rabbi Yosef, kasavar Ula, noshim am bifnei atzman hein. Ula holds that ladies are a separate nation. That's what we started talking about on Friday. That ladies are very different than men. And is even a book written that men are from Mars and ladies are from Venus. And now, Ein Chadash Tachas HaShemesh. It's already thousands of years from Reb Yosef. So Reb Yosef is saying that therefore you can't bring a raya. So that's the answer. The answer is it's true that for a man to wear a signet ring is normal, but for a lady it's totally not normal. They're a different nation. Different nation, you can't compare. For a lady to wear a ring is normal, but for a man is not normal. That's you can't compare and say Migoy that a lady can wear and a man can wear. That's a Gemara. That's a beautiful, beautiful Gemara. Now,
does that actually mean women, in the case of the shepherd, they wouldn't be among those wearing sackcloth?
Shepherds?
Yeah, the women.
Whoever is a shepherd, where's sackcloth?
It wasn't just men that were shepherds. Whatever. Then would women in regular society be permitted to wear a sackcloth?
Yeah. If it's raining, yes. If it's raining, yes.
So that must have that generalized because there must have been women shepherds that have been wearing.
Maybe. Yeah, but it's not conducive. It's not specific to men or ladies. Yes, it's anyone can wear it. Okay, now one more line, which is going to bring us into the halacha. Eiz ve'abaya mighty tefillin machnisan zug zug. It says if you find tefillin, you bring them in zug zug, a pair at a time. Now you can't. You find tefillin in the street. On Friday night, Shabbos morning, you seek tefillin. Now, tefillin, usually we don't put on Shabbos, but this is going to get into the shilas. So what do? You wrap it up onto yourself and wear it. And then you bring it in through wearing it, and then you can bring it to safety. It's in the middle of the field. Who knows what will happen to it in the field? Machnisan zog zog, echadish v'echadisha, a man or a lady. V'yamid noshim ma'am b'fnei atzma anhein. V'mitzah saseish hazman gromahu. This touches the shaila of tefillin. If tefillin is man for Lila, do you put on tefillin at night? Do you put on tefillin on Shabbos? If you'll say that tefillin is not put on at night and not put on by Lila, then it's a mitzvah saseisha as man grama, because the time tells us when we have the mitzvah. And chometz to say, says my grandma, nashim pitoras, ladies are putter. And if that's so then we have then we're gonna have to deal with what's the halacha that a man or a lady can put it on. But the question is, the lady's putter because it's mitzvah says she's my grandma. So why is she allowed to put it on? It should be nashim am bifnei atzman. They're a separate nation. If they're separate nations, so they shouldn't have a heter to put it on. So the Gemara says, "Kasavra Meir Laila's manfilin, Shabbos manfilin." Who? The answer is that this is going like Rabbi Meir, Kasavra Rabbi Meir. This is like Rabbi Meir, who holds that night is the time of tefillin. Shabbos is his manfilin. Havelisa. Therefore, comes out tefillin is going to be a mitzvah. Shaloya's man grama. Tefillin is the time that you could use it anytime, night and Shabbos. So then ladies are chayiv in the mitzvah of tefillin. And therefore, ladies have the mitzvah, just like the man. And they're not, in this aspect, we're not going to say that they're a nation of themselves. That's why a lady is also allowed to carry it back.
So really, you have one tefillin on Shabbat.
Okay. Okay.
It's not two sides or something, that whole thing.
Okay, I have to see. We'll have to see how local the rights, but what I just want to bring out of this is that when you look up this into halacha, so now everything's good. Everything's good. That the Gemara is saying a lady could wear the tefillin back if it's in danger of being destroyed in the field on Shabbos. Why? Because what he could say, maybe is it because a man could wear it back? Because is that the reason? The Gemara is saying no. She could wear it because ladies also could wear it because it's a mitzvah sase. She ain't as man grama. It's not time bound.
So, yeah.
So, okay. So therefore, we don't have to come. It's not a kasha of mitzvah.
Never said there was a history. Now, the fact that it's not time bound means that I guess it was more common for them.
If it's not time bound, then it's not a problem for a lady. Okay. So I just want to bring out one very interesting mugging up from. The Magen Avraham paskins this Gemara in Shulchan Aruch, and it says that if you're walking in the street on Shabbos and you see tefillin placed in a bizayon, it's in a disgraceful manner and it could be destroyed or anything. So he says you bring them in zug-zug. You bring them in a period of time. And okay, fine. Now, comes
during a period of time, didn't we say you dash into two? There were two sets of two.
Zug zug, derech levisha. Yeah, I'm not sure. I have to see what zug zug means. Sounds like one period of time. Okay, I have to see more. Okay, fine. Now, says the Magen Avraham, Magen Avraham says, it doesn't say about a lady in the Shulchan Aruch. Aval Isha. What about a lady? Could she bring in the tefillin? Right? Don't say it. It says a moisi tefillin be bizoyin, be mokum she'ain mishtamrim, im yesh sakana.
We don't pass
one. So he says if the halacha is machnis on zugzug. It doesn't say what about a man or lady. It doesn't make a difference. So the Magen Avraham says that specifically a man brings them in. Aval isha asura lachnisam. A lady is forbidden to bring them in. Pashtus.
We don't pass it like over there. Otherwise, we would be at night and
not. It's not usher for a woman to put to fill. It shouldn't have a feel, but it's not usher.
True.
So,
no, really, for
us
for her to do
it
on Shabbos.
No, I'm saying, but why?
It's not a malbush.
The problem is, it's going to become a carrying if she's it's not a malbush because she doesn't wear it. So if she doesn't wear it, for her to put it on would be called carrying.
Even if she's show us to during the week, women can not ask her for a woman to go into the room on Tuesday morning.
Right.
But that doesn't help.
The reason that it's notable that Rashi's daughter put on tefillin is because it was a very exceptional.
I hear, so I'm saying it doesn't help just that it's not usher, it's that it has to be the commonly done.
I think so. I think one person out of a million.
If it's not commonly done, then that would be called carry.
Right. It doesn't help that it's just mutter for them. So she could not bring the tefillin in there.
Says the Mogen Avraham that the Shulchan Aruch was very sosum. It was closed. It didn't speak it out. So the reason it didn't speak it out is because it's dafka a man could wear the tefillin in. A lady's not allowed because for her it's not the derech.
I'm thinking the motivation for conversation at all. It's not because of what they want to do. It's about the tefillin. So we would, based on that opinion, you'd leave the tefillin sitting in a cow field on Shabbos.
Well, the man will have to try to do his best.
If there's a man,
and if
there's no, a lady, she can't do it.
She can't do it.
She'll go get him. And so
why is it considered it not being a time bound mitzvah? How did that get eliminated?
It is a time bound mitzvah.
It's time bound.
I'm saying, so how did we switch that because of Shabbos?
Both Shabbos and nighttime. We don't put on tefillin at night. That's why on Tisha B'Av, people are makbid to take off their tefillin right after mincha because you don't want to wear it during night. And Shabbos, we don't wear it. Also, Shabbos, we don't wear tefillin.
Oh, so Rebbe Meir, he didn't hold by that. And it was his argument that came up first. That's why we considered that. Okay.
Right, yeah. Oh, so that's the Magen Avraham, that a lady is not allowed to wear tefillin. Ask the Magen Avraham on himself. Yeah, but we have a Gemara. The Gemara says that everyone is allowed to walk in the street on Shabbos carrying a sackcloth. Why? Because the Raya. Because everyone's allowed to wear a sackcloth on Shabbos because the shepherds wear it for the rain. So if they wear it, everyone could wear it. So why don't we say the same thing that here too, tefillin. You have a man could wear tefillin and bring it in. So if it's normal for a man, it should be normal for a lady. Why don't you say, just like a shepherd helps any person wear the burlap sack on Shabbos, and it's not called carrying. So too, for it's the same Shabbos, same carrying. You should say that if a man could wear the tefillin, a lady should be able to wear the tefillin in to safety. That's his kasha.
Why doesn't it generalize like the sackcloth generalizes?
So, right, that's Akasha. Go, Jeremy, ahead.
Yeah. I faded out for a minute.
The question is, we're seeing clearly in our Gemara that to carry the burlap, to wear the sack on your back on Shabbos is okay. Why? Because the shepherd wears it on his back. So if he wears it on his back, that makes it that everyone could wear it on their back. That makes it for everyone. So why by tefillin does the Magen Avraham say that only a man is allowed to wear the tefillin to safety? Because for the man, it's called a malbush, a tachshit. It's called wearing it. But for a lady, they're not allowed to wear it back to safety. They have to call a man to put it on and wear it back. Why can't you say that just like a man could wear it? So that should make it generalized for also for the man. But a lady also, she should be able to wear it.
We have a whole thing about men should wear women's clothing and women shouldn't wear men's clothing. Wouldn't that block it? Is that what it means when it says women are?
We have Isserim that explained that, right? Dagadisha, is that the same thing as saying they're on the Asma?
You want to say the Teretz?
I think I was saying that there's something blocking it. And that's men are not allowed to wear women's clothing. Women are not allowed.
Oh, that's what's blocking it.
But if that was the case, then you would think a woman.
It doesn't generalize because there's something in the way.
But why is it generalized with sackcloth? You would think that's a beged ish.
No. We didn't generalize that to women.
That's what I was asking earlier. If it's not generalized to women, then I see a problem here.
No. I guess if you had a sackcloth that was shaped like a woman's clothing, right, it would be okay.
It must be.
But no, that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about generally. Is sackcloth clothing? Yes, it's clothing for shepherds, but other people don't wear it. But we're going to generalize it to everybody.
Men and women.
That's what I mean by generalized.
So it must be that it's not considered male's clothes, that the sackcloth, just a shepherd wears it, it's unique, and then it generalizes to men and women. But the children doesn't generalize to both men and women.
I think it's because there's something blocking it.
Blocking
besides the ambifnei atzmo. But I think that's a function of maybe. They're different. It's apples and oranges.
Well, the difference is that
we're not allowed to wear their clothing. They're not allowed to.
But the sackcloth, no one in the general population normally wears. The tefillin, men do wear. I think that's a big difference. The sackcloth generalizes because it's really only shepherds typically that would wear it. So it generalizes to men and women. The tefillin typically is worn by only men. So it doesn't generalize to both men and women.
Sorry?
We're taking the sackcloth. Sackcloth, no one typically in the normal population wears it. But shepherds will wear it.
Shepherds are normal.
No, I'm saying in the general general population. So a unique article that's worn by shepherds gets to be generalized to be acceptable for men and women to wear on Shabbos. But with tefillin, normally, it's just men that wear it.
Yeah,
it's not unique.
So you want to say that men, shani noshim, that they're am be'efnei atzman, that they're a different nation. So the truth is, Magen Avraham answers the kasha like that. The Magen Avraham says that's the difference. The difference is by tefillin is very different. Tefillin, am b'fnei atzman. They're a nation of by themselves. The ladies don't put on tefillin. To mitzvah sasesha as man grama. They're not chayev, and therefore they are a separate nation for themselves. So for a man to wear it, it's normal. So for a man, he's allowed to wear tefillin zug zug a period of time. For a lady, it's not normal. So for her to wear tefillin is absolutely not allowed at all because ladies are a nation by themselves. But by Roya, by the shepherd, to wear the burlap sack, there, we don't say I'm of Nazareth. It's not pertinent to a man versus a lady.
Right.
If anyone wears a sack in the rain, you know, when you need to protect yourself from this, this was their raincoat that they wore. It was very low, you know, low cost, and it was very durable, protecting them from the rain. So it works for a man, it works for a lady.
Dub, you need to say that and not something's blocking it. When it comes to Beganisha, okay, you can say it's blocked. When it comes to tefillin, nothing's blocking it. If we say Rashi Dosh, it's technically mutter, but they don't wear it. There's nothing blocking it.
If you only have men wearing tefillin,
right.
I think it would be associated with a male thing.
Yeah, but nothing. Yeah, but nothing.
And therefore,
blocking.
It might come into the it might come into the parsha of the.
But it's not blocking it. It's technically mutter.
I'm just thinking on my own.
But right? I'm saying it's technically.
Why can't you say? Why can't you say it's all one?
Because
Beganish will let Beganish go.
But it's not Beganish. If we have Kit Rashi Dodge,
what, the tefillin?
We can't say it's blocking it because it's not Aser.
But they don't. They don't wear it.
It's not
they don't wear it.
Yeah. But it's not Aser.
Right, okay.
When Dub's saying, I'm
arguing
back.
It's not Aser. It's Aser for a woman to wear a ring with a stamp on it.
Maybe says that it's actually Beganish.
Not Aser, but is it Aser during the
week? You have to know if it's Beganish or not. You have to know if it's Beganish. Whether you have to, I'm not sure what
yeah,
it is.
A whole different thing yet. We probably spent a long time on
you have to know, but either way, the way that people walk around is that the ladies don't walk around with a signet ring, so for them, it's usher to walk for a man to walk around with a ring is also not it's not it's usher because not normal.
If it was normally usher for a woman to wear a signet ring, then the question would have even arisen with that, like she can't wear. A signet ring on Shabbos because it's not normally
right. No.
But she could.
That's the halacha.
The diak is though that she would be normally aser by wearing it. If she was, then it would be
no,
a
no,
question.
No, it's aser. No, it is that.
But no, on Shabbos.
On Shabbos.
But not during the week.
During the week, we're not.
Well, we're not talking about during the
what
week.
What I'm saying is, if
it's not, it was, that's not the issue.
No, I know. But if it was aser during the week, then we wouldn't even ask this question.
Yeah, but we ask it on jewelry for men. We do bring it up.
But with the signet ring for women, the fact that we're asking can they wear it in Shabbos implies that it's not a non-starter. That it's not like it's us
or
in
general. But we ask if men can wear jewelry on Shabbos.
Oh, right.
It's
And we're saying, and then we still
the
ask.
The reason why we don't is because it's not.
Yeah, we don't touch it. The Gemara doesn't touch the Shiloh Begadish, Begadisha. Okay, fine. So let's we got so far, we got the Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham is saying.
Bind them in a lot of halachas too. I mean, women have to keep Shabbos, etc.
Yeah, that's different.
So we don't say always.
That's different.
That they're an
that's different.
Is atzma.
That's right. There's a special halacha. We're makish loisa say to asay. Ladies are chayiv in all negative commandments, or the chayiv in all positive commandments of Shabbos. Yeah, Pesach is different. Everything that you have to see for, by itself. Each case could be different. But this is what the Magen Avraham is coming out. That the reason why a lady's not allowed to wear tefillin is because you might
No, to
say
bring them in if she
she
finds
can't
them.
wear them and put them in because it's not normal for her to carry it. And even though a man, it is normal for a man to wear it to carry it in. And for a man, it's a malbush. But for a lady, they are a nation of themselves. And therefore, she doesn't get a heter to bring them in at all. Just now, what about the fact that the roya is allowed, any person is allowed to wear the sackcloth? And really, sackcloth is only for shepherds. But once the shepherds could wear it, then everyone could wear it. There we say we expound and extrapolate from the shepherds to everyone else. But that's only when you're in the same nation, so to speak. Anyone in the nation could extrapolate that they could also wear the shepherds, these clothing. But if you're not in the nation, like a lady's in a different nation, then you cannot extrapolate from a man to a lady. So therefore, a lady cannot wear tefillin in, but a man is allowed. Period. Says the Magen Avraham, one more line. What about for a lady to, if she finds a talis, she finds a talis on Shabbos, is she allowed to walk outside with it? Or inside, outside, could she walk around with a talis in Rishus HaRabim on Shabbos? That's a Shiloh.
She's bringing it in also. She so, this is a bizarre that what she
No,
was.
or Stam.
Just
Or
stunned
Stam.
herself. Oh, stunned.
Stam, could you walk outside of Shabbos with a talis?
Oh, because is it called a beggar?
It's a Begadish.
It's called a malbush for her.
Is it a malbush?
Right.
Is that called a clothing for her that she could walk outside? Okay.
Well, the cake keeps her warm.
It's a good Shiloh, especially if you bring this to
It's
the
such a
Western
sandy week.
Wall. The Western Wall.
That's rubbish. I don't even know what you're talking about.
You could
I don't
see in
think
Eretz
so. What?
Yisrael,
Do
they go
they
to the
care for
Western
Nerev?
Wall.
They know Nerev is.
No, I don't even know what you're talking about. Go ahead, do it. You'll
Oh,
see. It's all
they do
screwed
put on
up.
tefillin. You ever saw a picture? They're
Look
like
at you
wearing the
guys.
tefillin
Go
like on
do
their forehead. But the Shiloh,
it.
they need a mirror. They need a mirror. Yeah, it's another problem with the so
The
hilarious. The question is, could a
That's a
lady
bit
walk
rubbish.
outside on
I don't
Shabbos
know what,
and
I have
wear
no idea what he's
Shiloh?
talking about.
Alan,
First of all,
follow
that's in
this
generality.
final Shiloh. If your lady walks outside on Shabbos with a talis, is it mutter or usser? So what are you asking?
What's motivated?
No. We're not going to solve all those
Moshe.
problems.
Rav
Hashkafa. No.
Moshe. He was against it if the women were doing it doing these things out of just out of
Yeah,
rebellion.
yeah, 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 yeah,
That's
yeah, yeah.
got not, there's no purpose.
Question is,
Oh, okay, but let's say she wants to. Is
could a woman in
is that allowed?
the woman take her husband's
I would
talis?
say yes.
It's
Could
closed.
you wear it during the week? So put Shabbos aside from it. Could she wear it during the
could you,
week?
well, that's very similar, Shiloh. You
Right. That's
usually
exactly.
ladies are not used to wearing talisim.
Yeah, then you would think no.
So therefore, says the Magen Avraham, Chayiv Chatos.
It's not about the
If she
shoe.
walks outside with a talis and Shabbos, she's chayav a chatos because
No.
it's normal to her for her to wear it. No lady wears it on a regular weekday, so for her it's a masoi, it's a weight. It's
Yeah.
not a malbush, it's not a piece of clothing. That's what the Magen Avraham says. So it comes out interesting. He says that's for a talis, that's for a tefillin. Tefillin is the same thing. But he says, as opposed to a davar shehu malbush gamor is different. Like the burlap sack, that's a malbush. That's a malbush gamor. Malbush gamor, which means a real clothing. A lady can walk out with this on Shabbos in the rain.
Suit jacket.
Oh, so here's a Shiloh. Now we get to the big Shiloh that the Magen Avraham is alluding to. What is the halacha for a man to walk out wearing a lady's garment?
Address.
A dress. What about a lady
In
walks out with
Scotland.
in pants? A lady walks out in pants.
You're
Vector Magen Avraham. What's the halacha if a lady walks out on Shabbos wearing a man's garment? Whether it will be pants or something else, tie.
You say it's.
Right,
can you say it's? it functions as a Baguette, but it's us. It's us in terms of Baguettisha, and a Baguettish. But in terms of a Muslim, that he's
carrying.
She's wearing pants. It's not. It's she's not carrying. She's wearing a pants. It, right. It is a Baguette, but it's an Isra on Baguettish.
But why would you say that? If it would seem to be even more extreme than not normally worn by women. It's usher for women to wear. So why would then you think it doesn't kick in the issue of carrying?
Because it's a talus is one thing. A talus is only a talus for men because we use it as clothing. But pants function. The only function of pants is clothing. So
yeah, I'm not cool.
I like the suit jacket. You know why? Because I think that would be societal. In other words, if women now in the offices, whatever, they wear suit. They were actually like
they were pants
a jacket.
That's secular.
One second. So then maybe that's no longer. I don't know. Maybe that's no
yeah,
longer
so they were,
called Baguette.
Fine. So that, we don't want to talk about
and
that.
They
then.
Could. Then they could.
No, so
that's not a good example.
That's secular society.
So, no, I, no, but then,
no, no, no.
So
even in Trump
do,
society.
Do,
Trump society.
No, but
not
women.
Not
if
good.
Women. If women wear jackets, so on and so forth. Then you're saying is
I'm
the jacket
saying that
it's
societal because. I don't know. For many years, it was called a woman wouldn't wear that. They would only men would wear it.
I think a jacket.
We're not going to suit jackets.
Women wear jackets.
Yeah. Women wear jackets.
Those jackets.
All kinds
yeah,
of
yeah, yeah, of
colors
and blazers.
Women wear
jackets.
It's, they just may not wear
sure.
Like a jacket cut
it's
like a man.
It's for sure. Mutter. For women's blazers,
so,
it's totally. I would say it's not.
Yeah, it doesn't look like a man.
Okay. In Scotland,
women actually
wear dresses.
Yeah, skirt.
Well,
there's
kilts.
I don't know if it's me.
So in Scotland, would a man there was no would a man
question.
Be able to wear that on Shabbat?
But everyone was just asking you say something that's clearly
exactly.
No, not society.
No, you're right.
No, that's
it's also for women.
Kansas society, according Minotaur. Then we'll get into once you figure out.
Okay,
I'm trying to figure out.
I'll go along with your
kilts. Minotaur pants are us or for women.
Okay,
kilts are really an exception. I mean, it's jackets are actually very common. Women's jackets.
Well,
yes,
do you think that I'm not sure. 1,000 years ago, women would dress like that.
I don't think
well,
2,000 years ago, men didn't wear
dress
like
I don't
men,
think
men,
dress
you
like
know, men, you know, men wore, they wore what looks like a dress.
No, they got ones to wear a kilt.
What's the Shiloh?
I was asking in Scotland,
what you're saying,
man, go
yeah.
out in
yeah.
a kilt.
So, what's let's do with the pants,
Shabbat?
Yeah.
Never mind
yeah.
Shabbat, we're going to do a week.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah,
this
yeah, would,
Shabbat.
Well, no, well.
Let's do with pants then.
Let's do with pants. Pants, if it's not normal for a frum lady to walk out with pants, then it's beggarish.
Yeah.
It's a beggarish.
But is it carrying on Shabbos?
So now, would you say it's carrying on Shabbos for a lady to walk out with pants? So Zach is being mechavin to the Magen Avraham. Look at the Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham is right here. Okay, we saw the Shulchan Aruch Mem Beis. Okay, we got the Mishnah Shulchan Aruch Mem Beis, the Moitzi Tefillin, Shabbos, Mizoyan, Mizoyan, Magum Shem Shtamim. So I'm now in the Shulchan Aruch Simon Shin Aleph. Alan, you can look this up. Simon Shin Aleph. The truth is, you know what, Dov, could you just take a picture of this paper? Look at the Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham on the first wide line, as the lines get wide towards the bottom. In the middle line says Aval Isha Asura Lehachnis. So everything we just read is right here in the Magen Avraham. The lady is osur to bring in the tefillin. I forgot the kaimelot, even though or that we have in Shabbos Mutter Latzeis Lehemish Besak. A lady's allowed to carry to walk out with a raincoat made out of sackcloth. That's different. Since the shepherds walk out with them, mikri mabush l'chaladam. That's called a mabush for every person. Okay, so Magen Avraham here is speaking out everything we just. I'm just showing you where we were just going. Alan, you could see this on. We just sent out the picture. Let me just see if it came out. Yes, it came out. Len, you could look at what we just sent out. Okay. So now, Okay. So now, you see, everyone sees here where I'm getting this from. I'm getting this from, you see the Magen Avraham there on the first white line? So he says further, Isha Azura Lachnisim, a lady's not allowed to bring it back. Rav got the time alone to put the loss in Pesach, even though it came out the mutter to go out with sackcloth. For the roya, once the shepherd walks out with the burlap sack, everybody's good. So why is it different by tefillin? Because they are a nation by themselves. Therefore, it seems to me by a talis that has tzitzis on it, she's chayev katas. But if she puts on a malbush gomor means a real piece of clothing, which is for a man. Muteres isha lotzeis boy, a lady is mutter to go out with this. I'm your deus kuf pei beis. Masheke tabas as opposed to a ring. Leibikri malbush gomor. A ring is not called a malbush gomor. A ring is something which is like a tachshit. It's an ornament. So there we say, if a man could wear it, but that does, if a lady wears it, that doesn't mean a man can wear it. A signet ring, a man can wear it, but a lady cannot. Because that's not. Midoraisa, minat Torah.
Could a woman go out with a signet
ring? She wouldn't be allowed.
Is that both the Oraisa and the Rabbanan?
Yeah. The Oraisa, why? Because we wouldn't apply the rule that, well, if a man could do it, a lady could do it. Because for this, we say they are a nation of themselves, they are a separate nation. A lady walks out with a regular ring. A man would never do that. For him, it's carrying. A lady to walk out with a signet ring is carrying. Because that's not a malbush gomor. That's not a real levush. That's not a piece of clothing, a real piece of clothing. That's what we call an ornament. It's a, like, you can wear it because that's the derech to wear it, as opposed to a pair of pants. If a man wears a pair of pants, that becomes a malbush gomor. So a lady who walks out with the pants on Shabbos, she might be transgressing the Avera of Beged Ish, Lo Yilbash Isha Beged Ish. She could be, she's transgressing that Avera, but carrying is allowed because that's if a man could do it, a lady could do it. It's like the Roya, it's like the shepherd.
What is Malbush come? When it's but we didn't call the sackcloth Malbush Gomor.
It is a Malbush. So you're saying
Gomor with the case of the sackcloth.
We're not talking about that.
Right. So on a simple level, we have to think about it deeper. But that, he's saying when it's a Malbush Gomor, then we could transfer it from a man to a lady, and we could generalize it. But by tefillin and tzitzis, which is not a Malbush Gomor, so therefore that's ornaments. If a lady does it, but a lady is a separate nation and a man's not allowed to do it. Tabas, what about a ring? We have three examples. A ring, tefillin, and tzitzis. A ring is very unique for a lady. So it's not a malbush gomor. So therefore, a lady, you couldn't exchange and say generalize. Okay, that's the Magen Avraham. Now, the pre-Megadim just ends here, and he says he has one question on this whole thing. The pre-Megadim asks on this line, and he says, I didn't copy it on the page, but I'll just say it outside, because he wants to know the following shiloh. Using everything we've learned so far, he brings up the question of, what do you call the Royan? What we were actually speaking about 1 minute ago is what the Pre-Megadim is going to bring up. Let me just see exactly where that line is. Oh, here we go. So he says, I have a kasha. What he has, according to what everything we're saying in the Prima Garden, wrote his parish on the Magen Avraham. So he says, he doesn't understand. What's a Gemara? Let's go back to the Gemara and Shabbos. We have the Gemara and Shabbos in front of us. So Gemara and Shabbos, right? Daf Samach Beis. That's the kasha. What was the kasha? The question was, right? Shabbos says that what are you allowed to walk outside with? So Gemara and Shabbos said, well, it said on Daf Samach Beis of Alaf, right? And then we jumped down, and we said a ring. She's not allowed. She can walk out with a ring. He cannot walk out with a ring. Ula said, and whatever works by a man is not allowed to work for a lady. A ring for a man is usher. Signet ring for a man is mutter, but for a lady is usher. Asks the Gemara, the last skinny line. Basically, Rabbi Yosef. Ask Rabbi Yosef. Haroyim yotzim b'sakim v'loy haroyim b'vad el kol adam. You're telling me that you cannot exchange from a man to a lady. They're a nation by the. We're actually before. Yeah. I'm in the terrace. The question is, you're telling me what's fit for a man is not fit for a lady. So a man's not allowed to walk out with a ring, says Rabbi Yosef. But the shepherds, if they walk out with these burlap wrinkles, so we're allowed to walk out with it. So Gemara is asking Akasha from the shepherds to a ring.
Yeah.
Asks the Magen Avraham, the Prima Gadim. Prima Gadim says that well, that's not a fair comparison because by the rings, a ring is not a Malbush Gomor. But the shepherd is wearing a raincoat. So that's not a fair comparison. How could you, this is Kasha. How could you ask the Kasha from a ring to a raincoat? A ring is not a real Malbush. A ring is an ornament. So for a lady to wear the ring, says the Magen Avraham, for a lady it's normal. For a man it's not normal. And you cannot generalize from a man to a lady by rings or signet rings or tefillin or tzitzis. But you're asking Akasha, but look, by the roya, by the shepherd walks out with it, so everyone can walk out with it. 1 second, but that's not a fair comparison because the shepherds walk out with clothes. That's a raincoat. That's what they wore for raincoats, these burlap sacks.
Even with pants, we said you can extrapolate.
So there you could extrapolate right. From a man to a lady, from everyone to anyone. So how could you compare that? Say, by a roya, you see every Jew is allowed to walk out with a burlap raincoat. So you think we extrapolate, generalize from a shepherd to a regular person. So it's a kasha that Rabbi Yosef's asking on Ula. Why did Ula say that a man who walks out with a ring is carrying? So the Prima Gadim says to the Magen Avraham, I see you're wrong, because the Gemara equates a roya with a burlap raincoat to a man wearing a ring.
Really?
But really, according to Magen Avraham, they're not the same, equatable.
He's saying that distinction of Malbush Gomor is an artificial distinction.
Mm. Magen Avraham put that in, and the Prima Gadim says, you can't put that in, because else it would be apples and oranges. We're asking on the Mishnah and Ula. Ula said, for a lady walk out with a ring is fine. For a man to walk out with a ring is usher carrying. The Gemara says, but I have a kasha. Look, for a shepherd to wear a raincoat, a burlap, is fine. So too the Gemara in Shabbos, our Gemara said, so too any man is allowed to walk out with the raincoat at a burlap. So you have a raya that Ula's wrong. Ula, you said that a lady can walk out with a ring, but a man cannot. Why can't you expound and generalize, just like you generalize by the raincoat from a man to, from every shepherd to everyone? Expand and extrapolate from the halacha of a ring and say, if a lady can wear it, then a man can wear it. That was the Gemara's kasha. But according to Margaret Brum, it's not a good extrapolation because a raincoat is a Malbush Gomor.
That's not the terrace.
I'm not sure. You tell me.
Because it's a Malbush Gomor, you can extrapolate. With the ring.
Wait, the Gemara in Shabbos? Is the Gemara's answer?
I'm not gonna
the Gemara is going to give a new answer. The Gemara is about to say that ladies are a nation of by themselves. The Gemara is ultimately going to give a new answer. But the Magen Avraham saying, Prima Gadim says you can't even ask the Kasha because it's apples and oranges.
Apples and oranges. The Magen Avraham came up with this idea that something that's a Malbush Gomor is like pants will extrapolate, right? Right. Are you seeing the Gemara? The fact that they're comparing these two things must be that it's apples and apples. But if really Magen Avraham is right, that something that is a Malbush Gomor is different, then they wouldn't be able to compare them. The fact that they're able to compare them means that distinction that the Magen Avraham is making is an artificial distinction. That's the Prima Gadim
discussion. Yeah. Right. Okay. Exactly. Exactly. So That is the big kasha that Brueggemann asks. So what seems to be the answer, I heard this over from someone whose name is Rabbi Sorcher. He wants to say that it's not a kasha. Because really, the raincoat is not a malbush gamor. This is similar to what Jeremy brought up about the protective gear, the highlighted different things that right that we spoke about wearing those bands to protect you from the dark, right? And that's what Rashi said. Rashi quoted this as being takshit. Rashi called those raincoats a takshit. He didn't call it a malbush.
Yeah,
very good. It's very nice, very nice. Right? Very good. Now it's very clear. Rashi called this, he called it a takshin. It's not a malbush. These types of raincoats, right? You saw the picture I sent out on the WhatsApp. These things are not normal clothing. You saw that picture I sent out? They wear them actually now. If someone wants to make a protest or they're in sackcloth, that's not a malbush gamor. So therefore, they are exactly comparable what the Gemara compares them to. A ring is not a malbush gamor, and we don't compare from a man to a lady. So a burlap sack is also not a malbush gamor. So therefore, we can't compare from anyone to anyone else. You cannot extrapolate and expand from one person to another because these are things that are not really, they're both not a malbush gamor. If it'll be a malbush gamor right here, then you can extrapolate all over. But they're both not a malbush gamor. So why by the roya, the shepherd, do you say that when he walks out within in the rain, so then, okay, now everyone can walk out with these types of raincoats in the rain. So too by the ring. If a lady walks out with a ring, a man should be able to walk out with a ring. That's the shot in the Gemara's Kasha. And on that, the Gemara came out with a teretz, another teretz. What's the Gemara's answer? Gemara came out, a new chiluk. That is a difference between men and ladies. By the shepherd's clothing, it's for everyone. A man, a lady wearing the raincoat, it's not specific to a man or a lady. So you could extrapolate for everyone. It's not a malbush gamor. It's true. But if a shepherd will wear it, so everyone can wear it, anyone can wear it. But by a ring, it's only for a lady who wears it. A lady is am b'fnei atzman. So you cannot compare from a lady wearing a ring to a man wearing a ring.
And then we can maintain the Magen Avraham's distinction, the answer of Malbush Gamor.
And we're coming out that any real Malbush, for a lady walk out with pants on Shabbos, is not called carrying. It's a Malbush Gamor. For a man to walk out with a lady's type of dress or blouse, if it's a real clothing, it's not called carrying because it's a malbush gamor. That's halacha. But to walk out with a ring, that's not a malbush gamor, so then you cannot wear it at all. It will be called carrying. Okay, let's go back to our Gemara. This is the Magen Avraham, the Prima Gadim. Let's go back to our Gemara, Daf Nidorim. Base. And now we get back to the Mishnah. It says the Mishnah. Oh, now let's go further in our Mishnah. Omar, koinem tzemer. Second line in our Mishnah. Omar, he said, koinem, I make a neder. Koinem means it's forbidden to me like a korban. Tzemer oile olai. I will not have any wool coming on top of me to cover me. I will not have wool coming on top of me. We know the word oile refers to, like it says, beged shatnez lo yale alecha. A beged shatnez should not go up on your person's body. So here we say, semer shouldn't go on my body. Ask the Gemara, is he allowed to wear a woolen garment? For sure not. For sure not. But the Mishnah says, mutter l'schasos begize tzemer. But he's allowed to cover himself with shearings of wool, which is not really finished. It's not a malbush. A malbush is when you wear a real clothing, but that's what the word implies when you say, I won't cover myself with tzemer. Tzemer means woolen clothing, but you're allowed to take the actual wool when it's just sheared off the sheep's back or raw materials, right? It's not made into regular clothing yet. You're allowed to put that and keep yourself warm with that. As the Ran says in the third white line, because what does it mean Gizei Tzemer, when you say Tzemer, Tzemer means wearing it. And Gizei Tzemer is not called wearing it. Gizei means the shearing. Like we know there's a mitzvah in the Torah called Reishis HaGeiz. Reishis HaGeiz means, right, there's a mitzvah, Reishis HaGeiz, which you probably just learned, shearing. Chulin,
yeah.
Chulin, this is Spiegelman, it's a Shasid, that there's a mitzvah called shearing off the sheep. You got to give it to the Kohen. The first shearing goes to the Kohen. So that's shearing, Gizei Tzemer. But it's not made into a real garment. So therefore, it's mutter for the yid who made the nether to wear, to put on these types of shearings. Okay, good. And the same thing, the Mishnah continues, is with flax. He makes a nether and he says the next words are ha pishton, which the bach takes out the hay. Pishton, he says koinim, a nether, that pishton oile olai, that no flax should come on me. He means linen, but he means specifically clothing of linen, linen suits. So for that, it's usser. But you are allowed to walk around and be covered with types of flax. So Rashi says over here, banite pishton, the daik v'loy nuffits. It's not nuffits. It's not combed out. It's not finished. It's still the, like, in the raw type of material.
That's like a little bit. The fact that we're even with, you know, wool and then flax, why do we need both?
Okay. Okay, we'll see. Fine. So that's the two things that we're seeing right over here. And now so far that's the Tana Kama. Okay, till here was the Tana Kama. Now we're gonna move on to the next step in the Mishnah is Reb Yehuda. Reb Yehuda comes along and says, it all depends on who is making the neder. Everything is relative. What's why? What does that mean? It's all relative.
And what's that going on? All everything up till now?
Well, it's good. We're going to get into all types of, yeah. What does it mean? Let's see one more line. What is the noider? What it means? Toan vehezia. Let's say a man is toyein. Tan, like we know there's a mitzvah called te'ina and prika. Two mitzvahs in the Torah. Te'ina and prika, which means te'ina. We know prika. Prika means to unload it. Te'ina means to load it up. Toyein, right, to unload. If someone has a heavy load, there's a mitzvah sasei ozev tazev imoy. Azev Tazev means you help him with the load. So that's called te'ina, is to load it up. So here too, the guy is torn. Guy has a heavy load of wool. He's carrying wool, and it's stacked up a lot of wool. And you see him that he's hezia.
Wool.
Let's try wool for a second, but it might be that it could be either way. The truth is, the Rashi says both. Rashi says, Ta'an Samer Upishtim. Yeah, both. He has a weight, a load, wool, flax, and it's so big that he's Hezia. Hezia means?
Sweating.
He's sweating away. Okay, we're in the Mishnah now. Next case. He's carrying heavy loads of wool and flax, and he's sweating. Says Rashi two words. Why is he sweating? Rashi says, Machmas Hamasoi. Because the weight is so big. If you ever carry something really big, you'll notice that you could for sure sweating, and even under your hair, it's going to sweat. And you such a heavy weight, right? Jeremy already knows exactly what I'm talking about because Jeremy built a house in his life, so he knows. But that's the idea, to carry something heavy. Okay, so he's carrying the wool and linen. So he says, "V'hayorecha kasha." Not only that, not only was he sweating, but it actually, no, it could be someone learns like that. But on a simple level, Recha Kasha just means that he started to smell. Working out, body odor. Yeah, that it went even further than sweating. Now he was smelling. The truth is, the Tosfos actually learns, like, maybe he learns like you. But we'll see. We'll see soon. But for now, let's take on like this case. So what happens? He's sweating. He's so such a big heavy weight. Omar, and he says, Koinem Tzemer Upishtim Oile Olai. I make a neder that Tzemer Upishtim, I make it, they should not come on up on me. That's his neder. I'm done with it. No more. So what do you think the nether encompasses based on that backdrop?
That doesn't sound like wearing. That sounds like
he was carrying it, right? You have to imagine.
Yeah, it's different.
So you better not to carry them. It sounds like it's talking about carrying.
You have to imagine a heavy, heavy load. And yeah, so then as he's carrying the heavy, heavy load, he then says, you know, he makes a nether. Yeah, let me just see if I have here.
Good picture.
I have a picture, maybe. Here.
We take into consideration the circumstances.
So let me actually send out the picture here to the Olam here on the WhatsApp here. Okay, we'll do the WhatsApp.
That's the maturity of the
maturity of life.
Okay. Yeah, take out your WhatsApp for 1 second. Take out your WhatsApp for 1 second, please. You have your WhatsApp for I'm gonna have to forward it to you. So you have WhatsApp for 1 second? Just to give you a picture. You don't have to. You probably can envision it on your own. Dove has a good imagination. But if you want to see a picture, so you have a guy, he was doing heavy work, heavy loading here. You can see on the picture.
You want to understand a little
bit. Do you have the guy? He finally gets some food. Finally finished.
Can you order something?
Yeah, finally. Yeah, the guy. Yeah, finally finished his weight lift. You know, porter, and now they give him a donut, and someone's spraying a little bit of air freshener. So this guy says, "No more wool and linen. I make a nether. Will not koinem tamer olai." Is he allowed to wear his woolen suit tomorrow? That's a child.
He vows not to carry. But
he didn't say the word carry. That's the backdrop. He was carrying a heavy load.
Not benefit from
it. He said koinem temer, a nether on temer. Koinem temer. Now is he allowed to put on a woolen suit or a linen suit? So right? That's the Shiloh. Says the Mishnah. Right over here in the Shiloh?
Yeah.
So says the Mishnah, Mutter, he's allowed to put on a suit of linen and wool. Mutter l'schasis. Why? Because also l'havshil. He can't do lifting of heavy weights of wool and linen, but he's allowed to wear this because he never meant it. And therefore, this is the rule. Hakol l'fi hanoider. Everything goes according to the noider. What did the noider have in mind when he made the nether? This guy only had in mind working, but he never had in mind.
There's nothing really cut out. Like, is he arguing? Is he adding?
Okay, but you hear Rabbi Yehuda.
Yeah.
Okay. Good.
You might say that somebody said
we take into account the circumstances.
Okay. Have a great week. Dr. Allen, Doctor, you could send out Allen. You could send out, I guess Friday, Friday year, and then afterwards today.
If somebody makes a, you have to. Well, we know already you have to go with somebody's kavana, like the shender kavana, right?